With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Could be a major move coming up in the business world. Correspondent Bill Alexander says UPS drivers have been offered $150,000 buyouts.
A lawyer for the International Brotherhood of Teamsters told the judge Thursday that the union expects over 10,000 United Parcel Service drivers to accept $150,000 buyouts if the delivery giant is allowed to proceed with a planned workforce cutting program. An attorney for the union representing over 320,000 UPS workers is urging a federal judge to block UPS from moving ahead with the buyouts, alleging the buyouts violate the national contract.
National Governor Association pulling out of its annual meeting at the White House after President Trump declined to invite two Democrats. The president still expected to meet with governors Friday. However, the event will not be facilitated by the governor's group. Crews hope to resume efforts to recover the bodies of eight people killed in that avalanche in California's Sierra Nevada, and also search for a person still missing but presumed to be dead. The renewed push follows days of dangerous weather that hampered safe access. Now forecasters say the weekend looks much milder. NASA's new boss is blasting Boeing and the space agency for a Starliner's botched flight that left two astronauts stuck at the International Space Station.
Administrator Jared Isaacman said Thursday poor leadership and decision-making at Boeing led to Starliner's troubles. He also blamed NASA managers for failing to intervene and get Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams back more quickly. Two test pilots spent more than 9 months at the station before catching a lift back with SpaceX last March. Isaacman says Starliner's problems must be better understood and fixed before any more astronauts strap in. Bob Agner reporting.
And this is SRN News. Now, Chuck Schumer embracing gay pride.
The Democratic senator from New York has introduced legislation that would give the rainbow gay pride flag the same federal protections afforded to the United States flag. His action follows the Trump administration's decision not to fly the pride flag at a gay pride memorial in New York. Schumer refers to the Stonewall site as, quote, sacred ground. His legislation is unlikely to pass in the Republican-majority Congress, and some critics say it's a political stunt. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pastor Greg Laurie will hold a Harvest Crusade in Canton, Ohio this summer, the one-night event, June 13th at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. Laurie, who leads the Harvest Megachurch in California, holds several such events each year. It will be free and open to the public. He says, my prayer is that the Harvest Crusades add fuel to the fire, so to speak, of the spiritual awakening we're seeing across our nation. SRN News. The Aloha State has quite a problem with, well, chickens.
Lawmakers in Hawaii are working on tougher ways to deal with feral chickens, as residents complain about noise, mess, and growing flocks with birds digging up yards in Honolulu. A new bill would let residents kill the chickens. Another measure fines people who feed or release them. Animal advocates have pushed back, saying Honolulu offers a program to trap chickens on private property, but it costs money, and complaints about feral chickens keep rising. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
So we go from chickens to some real foul play. Authorities in Paris say someone's having a good time, and when they get caught, they'll be facing serious time in a slammer. Police say several perpetrators are getting kicks by stealing fancy silverware from numerous outdoor cafes on busy sidewalks. More details, SRNnews.com.